Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1481. Instead of a diet for kids, these healthy habits create real change. Part 2 by Crystal Cargas of CrystalCargas.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome to another Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is where I read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays, that's where I answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And those other shows, we cover lots of different topics, everything from relationships to your finances to minimalism. So definitely check out our other shows. Now, don't forget, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 1480. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Instead of a diet for kids, these healthy habits create real change. Part 2 by Crystal Cargas of CrystalCargas.com. Emphasizing or encouraging dieting in any form can lead to a cycle of disordered eating and low self-esteem. Dieting behaviors have a generational transmission effect, meaning we're more likely to pass on eating behaviors we learned from our parents. Now, this post is not intended to create any shame around mothers, parents, caregivers, or families. If you are currently dieting or have a history of dieting, I hope you will hear me out. Please hear my heart. This information is not here to put you down in any way whatsoever or make you feel badly about yourself, but rather to present you with information and resources to increase awareness so that you can make an informed decision about how you want to raise your own children. I have so much compassion for you if you've been dieting or struggling on the dieting bandwagon. This is not your fault. There are so many complex factors that influence the desire to diet. Largely, it's a systemic toxic system that purports to make money off of making people feel that they need to change their body or to have any sense of worth. And food and exercise has been distorted to manipulate our bodies rather than nourish and be pleasurable. And diets are often marketed in a pretty package that makes us believe all our problems will be solved. And they're disguised by a wellness culture, so it's hard to even recognize a diet for what it is these days. Health has been mischaracterized to mean being in a smaller body or synonymous with weight loss. You might have picked up these behaviors from your parents or your own family who were doing what they thought was best for their health. However, the research is clear about the harmful effects of dieting behaviors, physically and mentally, for adults and children. Another consequence of dieting is that it creates a sense of fear, which your own children may pick up on. When you feel like you can't trust your own body, you're more likely to feel as though your child's body cannot be trusted, or that you need to interfere to manipulate an outcome for your child. This can create disruptions for your own child from a young age. Choosing a different future for your family. So why am I passionate about this? As I shared in yesterday's post, I struggled with a severe eating disorder from ages 17 to 23. I barely made it through my college years and don't remember half of it. I hurt my body to the point where I thought I wouldn't be able to have kids. My eating disorder was triggered by multiple factors, including dieting behaviors that were modeled and encouraged in my own family. Now, I don't blame my family. nor is any of this their fault whatsoever. Eating disorders are potentially fatal mental illnesses that are triggered by the result of many complex factors, including genetics and other things that are out of anyone's control. I know my family loved me and were doing the best they could with the information and resources that they had at the time. But now, through my healing journey, I know better and am committed to doing things differently for my own kids. You can do the same for you and your family to prevent dieting legacy from entering another generation. We can be the ones to stop diet culture in its tracks, to say no more. No more negative effects of diet culture from being passed down to our kids, grandkids, and all generations that come after us. As parents, we can be empowered to stop the cycling effects of diet culture from being part of our children's generation in the same way it was part of our lives. There are other proactive and effective ways we can help protect our kids from a lifelong battle and struggle with food and their bodies. Instead, let's focus on behaviors that build a lasting foundation for health for years to come. There are other ways to help our kids build confidence in their bodies and with food, and to help decrease their risk of disordered eating and eating disorders. This doesn't mean you don't care about health. It's understanding the big picture of what affects your physical and mental health and what trickles down to your own kids and making an intentional choice to do something different. Focusing on behaviors that bring lasting health. Okay, so what about health then? Choosing not to engage in dieting behaviors doesn't mean that we don't care about health. Instead, we are choosing to promote healthy behaviors that will create a strong foundation from which kids can grow, and decreasing the risk of having a chaotic relationship with food and their bodies. There are other ways to teach our children about health, food, and their bodies without the unethical push to diet and other dangerous weight loss tactics. Kids need to know they are safe in their bodies, worthy, and valuable, no matter what their weight or their size. Ways to help build healthy habits for kids that don't involve dieting. If you're concerned about health, consider focusing on these behaviors to help support you and your kids and to help them build a lasting foundation for health for years to come. 1. Create and have safe places for your child to play that encourage physical activity. 2. Promote decreased screen time, including time spent on devices and watching TV. 3. Work on your own healing to build confidence around food and your body to model more positive behaviors. Kids learn from the role models in their lives. Because of this, it's important to ask yourself if your own relationship with food and your body is something that you would want your own children to replicate. Parental food behaviors are often reflected in children. What behaviors do you want your own child to reflect? Please approach this from a place of self-compassion and curiosity to learn more about what areas in your own life you may need some extra support in. 4. Keep language neutral around food and your body. Research has found that when parent conversations are neutral around food and weight, this can be a protective factor for kids against disordered eating. Leaving any discussion of weight and size out of conversations with your kids can be helpful for their own eating habits and body confidence. 5. Trust in your child to eat what they need that will help them grow in their body that is right for them. Healthy eating habits for kids are based on a trusting and positive feeding relationship with their caregivers. 6. Help them build a neutral appreciation for a variety of all foods. 7. Aim to have more meals together as a family. Studies have found that children who eat at least 3 meals per week together with their families are more likely to have a healthy diet and healthy eating patterns, and they also have a lowered risk for disordered eating and are less likely to experience depressive symptoms. And 8. Help your child learn that their worth is not tied to their body size. You can trust that in doing these things, your kids will grow into a healthy weight that is right for them. More importantly, your kids will reap the health benefits that come from a healthy relationship with food and their bodies for years to come. Dieting may have been part of your past, but you have the power to stop it from being part of your child's future. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, Instead of a Diet for Kids, These Healthy Habits Create Real Change by Crystal Cargas of crystalcargas.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What I really appreciated about Crystal's advice was that many of the tips she shared are backed by actual studies. In today's article, Crystal talked about the importance of families modeling healthy eating behaviors so that children learn how to form healthy relationships with food. Now, from these family meals, children also learn what a balanced and nutritious meal should look like, along with proper portions and so on. And yes, distraction-free family meals have been shown to not only improve family dynamics, but also healthier eating behaviors that can last a lifetime. Now, another great tip to promote nutritious eating for children of any age is to involve them in the menu planning, grocery shopping, and cooking. Children often take great pride in helping to prepare all of the components of the family meal. Now, this not only helps them learn a number of useful skills, but is also a great trick to use when you have particularly picky eaters in the family. Involve the picky eaters in the meal planning and meal preparation for the family so that they feel they have some control over the process too. Now, we don't allow them free rein, of course, because that may mean the family's eating s'mores for dinner. But with adult involvement, you can guide them to creating a balanced, nutritious meal for the entire family. All right, that does it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing to the show. One of the best ways to keep the show going is to share this episode with someone. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.